Senate Bill 260, the Climate Corporation Accountability Act, would require large domestic companies to disclose their carbon emissions on an annual basis. The bill isn't restricted to businesses that are headquartered in California. It would apply to any company that does business in the state and reports more than $1 billion in gross annual revenue. The legislation would impact an estimated 5,200 companies who gross $32 trillion in revenue annually, according to Carbon Accountable, a climate data think tank who co-sponsored the bill, along with Sunrise Bay Area and the California League of Conservation Voters. That group's CEO, Mary Kreisman, says the legislation is the first of its kind in the United States.
If we aren't measuring things and don't monitor how we're doing, we're not going to improve them. So this really allows us to have some transparency and disclosure with companies who are at the source of our climate crisis.
Kreisman says if SB 260 is approved, it would require companies to index their emissions at the supply chain level. That includes the transportation of resources to produce goods and how those goods are used and disposed of. Again, Kreisman.
It is really important to measure that because we know through research that supply chain emissions are typically 5.5 times more than a company's direct operations on average. And a lot of that has to do with the transportation connected to supply chain. We know that nationwide and in California, the transportation sector is our single largest carbon emissions sector.
In a state ravaged by ever-intensifying wildfires and drought, Kreisman says the urgency of climate action does not have to be manufactured. Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco, who is sponsoring the bill, echoes her statement, calling the climate crisis an existential threat.
We are running out of time. We need to move past baby steps and take bold climate action. And we know that although there are various factors in why we have so much carbon emission, we know that our largest corporations are emitting an enormous amount of carbon and making climate change worse. So we need better corporate transparency and accountability so that they reduce their carbon footprint.
If passed, SB 260 would require businesses to begin reporting their carbon emissions by 2024 and adopt reduction targets by 2025. The proposal would grant regulatory power to the California Air Resources Board to convene a scientific advisory panel in the first year after the bill's passage and later appoint third-party auditors to investigate businesses and eventually levy penalties against polluters who fail to meet their emissions targets. As the world's fifth largest economy, California's policy decisions are felt globally, according to Democratic State Representative Ash Kara of San Jose, who co-authored the legislation.
We literally are larger than most countries in the world, both in terms of population as well as economic stature. So when California moves on policy, whether it's vehicle emissions standards, setting greenhouse gas emissions goals, we are moving the agenda nationally and globally. We have to recognize that. With us having our size and impact comes a responsibility. And I think we should take that responsibility seriously, especially as it applies to our climate catastrophe.
Legislators say the bill is likely to face stiff opposition from industry. It has already drawn the ire of the California Business Roundtable, whose president, Rob Lapsley, told the San Francisco Examiner that he opposes the bill because it puts the onus on businesses to draw down their carbon emissions instead of addressing the real problem of long commutes and restrictive state policies on telecommuting. SB 260 has yet to be signed to a committee. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.